Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
who would like to pray for us? Good evening, my dear. Good evening, my dear beloved. This evening, we are welcoming our brothers and sisters on Advent, Health Thursday, and we are asking for prayer. We are going to ask Sister Jones to lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Kind, righteous, eternal, and compassionate Father, Lord, we just want to give you all the honor, the glory, the praise, and the dominion. Lord, you have been with us from morning until now. And I just want to thank you for the many things that you have bestowed upon us. Lord, as we come to worship this evening, Lord, I ask that you will be in our midst to bless us and to do us good. Because I ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Yes, my dear beloved, we are here once more. And let me tell you, we are in the sunny island of Jamaica, and we have with us now Sister Joan, Sister Pauline, and Brother Tevin, and also of our little Emily, and her mom was here, but they left, and Sister Paul is here. Who will be those? Tonight we're going to have a wonderful time. God is so good. He is so great. He is worthy to be praised. So we welcome everyone on Advent Light. We welcome those from the Netherlands. We welcome those from Philadelphia. We welcome those from Maryland, Texas, New Zealand, and all over the world. And we can't leave out Kingston, Jamaica. We have a team here with us, and we just have to give God thanks. So I'm going to open the line and ask 518-482 if they could do an opening song of your choice. Thank you.
Maybe 518-482,
your line is open. Can you do a song for us? The opening song?
Bye-bye. Yes, it's a poem.
Thank you.
Hold on. I just have my visitors just me. Lord, we come before thee now. That's a good one, Sister P.
Yes, dear. You can start your song.
All right. Lord, we come before thee now. At thy feet we humbly bow. Oh, do not earth understand. Shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain? Shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain? Lord, on thee our souls depend. In compassion now descend. Fill our hearts with thy rich grace. Do not let the fame thy praise. Tune our lips to sing thy praise. Comfort those who weep and mourn. Let this time of joy return. Those that are cast down, lift up. Make them strong in faith and hope. Make them strong in faith and hope. Grant that all may seek and find thee, God supremely kind. Heal the sick, the captive free. Let us all rejoice in thee. Let us all rejoice in thee. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consinelli. And I heard the other half was behind. Brother Consinelli was singing with you. Thank you, Brother Consinelli, for joining. And welcome once more on Advent Light Health Thursday Reform. God is so good. God is so great. We cannot do without our husband, you know, a strong man for the Lord, right? So we just want to thank you, my dear, to join to help your wife. And I know she loves to read, right? So I'm asking you, Sister Consinelli, as you are on the floor, let us use our on the floor, Sister Consinelli, our first scripture passage is taken from Genesis 1, 29 to 30. And we are asking, we are having service here tonight. We also just have walking in one of our dear beloved sisters, Henry, just walk in. You see how great we are, how good God is. Welcome, Sister Henry, to Advent Light as Thursday Reform. We are happy to have you with us. So, Sister Consinelli, we are asking you here if you could read the first scripture passage, Genesis 1, 29, and the last part of 30. We know it now, should know it now, as a repetition again.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which there is fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Amen. And
Amen.
God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Consinelli, for reading our first scripture passage. Our second scripture is taken from 3 John 1 to 4. And Kevin, wake up. You would like to read it? I love my youth, you know, I love to drive. Your glasses can read without glasses. Our little young farmer is here with us, and he is going to read, my dear beloved, encouragement and reproof. Here, the scripture, come where the light, John 1 to 4. Our farmer will be reading it. Kevin.
Third John.
Say, make sure you. Third John 1, encouragement and reproof. Unto my beloved God, let's do my love.
And virgin gift is just the power of the truth that is. That is indeed giving us no office in the truth. I have no reserve in the truth.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kevin, for reading our second scripture passage, 3 John 1 to 4. Beloved, I wish above all things that my children prosper and be in good health. What a blessing. We have a loving God who has provided and made way for us before we were born. And we are grateful to know that even now, his children have been following his plan. Now, our last scripture passage is taken from Revelation 22, 1 to 2. Open the line for my dear beloved here. I know she loves to read. 843-206. Your line is open.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell. God bless you all. I love you from the heart. This is Sanico from Florida. And I would be glad to read Revelation 22, 1 and 2.
A little louder, Sister Tamika, please.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, yes, a little better.
Okay, thank you. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Verse 2, in the midst of the street of it, and in either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for reading. Thank you, Brother Kevin, and also Sister Cantinelli for reading. I know, my dear beloved, God gave, you know what is happening here in Kingston, Jamaica? Right now we have no water in the tap, right? And the Lord promised us that he is going to give us on that great day that river of water clear as crystal, you know, and it will be coming out of the throne of God, right? So that water, we know it will not be locked off on us. So we have to be faithful one that day, that great day, that we all will enjoy that water and don't have to worry ourselves that we don't have any tap water here. Because at a time, God has his children, and we will be living with him from eternity. God is so good, he's so good. Well, now, my dear beloved, we have a group here. And before anything, I know they have some prayer reports. So I would let them one by one, you know, willing. And Sister Henry, I want you first. Sister Henry is one of our community service leaders. Who is doing the work for the community with the children them, and I don't know how she walks so fast, my dear, in the Lake area. She know these people, and she go and provide food and give them, and these people are very thankful. So say, Henry, just a few, just a welcome, and nothing fancy, just give God the praise, because God is good. Here, you in your food.
Good evening, everyone.
I'm truly thanking God for life.
Yeah, I thank him for health, and I thank him for strength, and I thank him for our daily food. But most of all, what I really and truly want to thank God for is that he died on Calvary's cross, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And, you know, yesterday I went out on the road and went a couple of places to serve the community. And Reggie, I tell you, when I reached home yesterday, I was so tired. I was so tired. And after I look after dinner and so, after going to bed early and everything, I woke up about 12:30 in the morning, feel fatigued because we walked so many places yesterday, but to God be the glory that we are here and I'm here. And I just did a walk a while ago again. You know, thank God for strength, and thank you for each and every one of us here this evening. And without God, we can't do anything.
Good evening, everybody. Glory be to God. No, I sit here and I'm listening to the other sister who just spoke. And, you know, I could testify just like her, you know, because the same thing I have in my head. I drive, but most time I go on the road, I take a bus or a taxi. Why? I want to see what is happening around me. And when I'm on the road and I see sometimes some of the things, people walking with a stick, people in a wheelchair, you know, people who live on the street with a piece of tarpaulin over the head, that's the home. That's the time now I start to give God thanks. I said, God, you love me so much. And that's why I can't stop serving my God. I'll always continue to serve him. I have a little testimony. 2 weeks ago on a Sunday when I'm supposed to go to church, I couldn't go to church. And I was in pain. And I felt bad. The following week, I said, pain or no pain, I'll be there. And I tell you, I went to church that day. And I mean, I was so uplifted for that day and for the whole day, no pain at all. The whole day, no pain at all. Who could it be but Jesus?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Pauline, for that testimony. We know we have others, but we're going to open the line and take this. Welcome again, my dear beloved. We really have church here today. It's a little gathering right here, my dear beloved. And I'm telling you, I just give the Lord thanks and praise for it. So I'm opening this line 423-635. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Welcome again.
Amen. Praise, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Carla from Tennessee. I'm just giving God praise, honor, and glory. I'm just magnifying his name because he's worthy to be praised. Each and every time I open my eyes and able to get up and have my being and move around, it's because of God's goodness. And my body was created, was made to give him glory and praise. So I'm just giving him glory and praise, brothers and sisters, and I just want to encourage each and every one. And as I was listening, because as teachers, we listen and we hear the truth and we share it with others. We don't keep these truths to ourselves so that others can benefit, especially in the last days. And as I was listening to a help message about fibroid, and we know a lot of our females trouble with fibroid, and I just thank the Lord that I was not succumbed to that for whatever reasoning. I just thank the Lord from 2007, I started my vegetarian diet. So I'm praying, you know, because of that and my lifestyle, even then when I was just baby in Christ, you know, I was willing at the moment to change and to go cold turkey and move away from the meat and other particle. And as I gain wisdom and understanding away from the processed food. But I said all of that to say this, that fibroid is damaging our ladies, and most of them are going to surgery. But here are some few tips for those that have fibroid. They might know someone or they can share this. First of all, you have to change your lifestyle. Your diet has to be changed. And also, golden seal and oregano oil. Golden seal, it comes in capsule mostly, and oregano oil. If you take those two, a tablespoon of oregano oil, you can put it in a juice, nectar juice, and golden seal, two tablets of golden seal. That will help with the fibroid, with shrinking them. And also, if females will do a sitz bath. A sitz bath is, you know, in a bathtub in something, you know, depending on the size of the female. If they're big, they have hips, like a big bathtub or something that you can sit in and fit in, or even in the tub, you know, you put ice water, cold air, ice cube in there, and you sit in it for 30 seconds, the shortest one, 30 seconds. And you sit in that ice cold water, and it has to be, make sure it goes to your navel, at least reach up to your navel, and you sit in there, and that coldness, you know, stop the bleeding, stop the blood from getting to the fibroid to cause bleeding. So another thing is also between the navel, your belly button, and your private, just right that area, if you put some castor oil on that and put like a saran wrap or like a towel, and then you put on like a heating pad right in between that area for about, you know, 20-15 minutes, and that would also draw the blood away from the fibroid and up into, you know, because the blood needs to circulate, and the fibroid use the blood, and it, you know, of course, makes the ladies nonstop. And so so we know that God is good, and he is our great physician, and he has these natural remedies, these things that we can use at home and don't have to go to the doctor, don't have to waste money, and we can help others and encourage those that are in these crises. But the first thing is godly trust, that all the eight laws, doctors of health, and godly trust, and all the other things that needs to be made and changes that needs to be made is very important. So I want to just thank you, Sister Powell, and each of my brothers and sisters. God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Carla, for that health tip. And the ladies are here, and they took it in. I saw them, you know, listening. So we just pray that God will open our heart, our eyes, our mind with this health message, that we can go out and share with others, because these are things that a lot of us do not know, and these are simple things that we can do to relieve some of this pain that we are all facing. So I just want to thank you, my dear, for sharing. Yes, my dear beloved, again, welcome. And I'm going to open this line now. 843-206, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Praise report and also your prayer request.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell. This is Sister Sanita from Florida, and I'm so grateful to be here tonight. I'm grateful for everything the Lord has been doing for me, helping me with my family, with my home, with everything. I'm just so grateful. Helping me also to sign up for different things in my church family. So I'm so grateful. And we had the food pantry today, and I wasn't able to get there, but they told me they wish I could have been there to help out because I didn't have a ride at the time. But God is so awesome. He has us to give food to the homeless, to give out the amazing Fat Tracts, to help others to learn more about the health message, which is the right arm of the gospel. And I wanted to share about water. Drinking water, I give waters to give drink to my people, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 20. Did you know that nearly 90% of the human body is made up of water? That's a good clue that H2O is essential for your health. Staying hydrated will improve circulation and rid your body of dangerous toxins. While your needs may vary generally, most people drink at least 9 to 8 ounce glasses of water per day. Men typically need more water than women, and you'll need more if you're physically active. So make it your goal to stay hydrated. Your body will thank you. So I just wanted to share that with my beloved family on this line. I love you all. We have been praying for you, and I just wanted to read a scripture in the Bible if I have enough time. It's taken from Psalm 67, verses 1 through 7. And it says, God, be merciful unto us. Bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Amen. And God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So I thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Power. I love you all, and God bless you. Have a blessed, beautiful evening. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for coming on, sharing, and reading your scripture. God is so good. He's so great. You're on the battlefield doing the work that the Lord used to do. That is what he taught us to do. And we are so, so proud, happy, And the blessing is just coming down when we can go and serve somebody out there who is in need. So I just want to thank the church. Thank you and the work that you guys are doing there. That is so good. Yes, my dear beloved, welcome again on Advent Light. Prayer Cell Thursday, and we have here in Kingston, Jamaica, a church here with quite a few brothers and sisters here with us. So we're going to hear from Sister Joan. She's the mother, you know. It's not Sister Powell is the mother. Again, we have Sister Joan, who is the mother. And Sister Joan will be sharing her blessing and also, you know, her praise to you. Yes, my dear beloved.
Good night, everybody. I just want to give God thanks, you know, because with my sickness and all of them things there, God has been good to me. And so tonight I just want to heal him because he's a great physician. And every morning when I wake nowadays, I say, God, work a miracle in my life today. And I believe in my God. I believe in his miracles. I believe in his goodness and his mercy. And so tonight I just want to heal him because he's the greatest friend that anybody can have. He's closer than a brother. And so tonight I just want to give him all the glory, the honor, the praise, and the dominion. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Joan. Tonight is a night where we're going to give praise and bring glory to the Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the soon coming King, in which we are not setting any time frame. But we know he told us that when we look and we saw all these things that is happening, we must look up our redemption joy night. So, my dear beloved, this is the night time now that we are going to share our testimony and our praise report. And let us read this, you know, because we want to thank Sister Carlo for putting on these wonderful, loving quotes on this thing that we can acknowledge, you know, with the goodness of health, what health and what God said we must do. And this health reform serves a quote read number of meals. My dear beloved, we have to number our meals, what we are eating. And we have to also rest our stomach, my dear beloved. And as I saw this, I remember this morning, we have a conversation, myself and Sister Jones, the mother, and she was saying, oh, you eat yet, Sister Powell? I said, sometimes I don't even know if I eat. And sometimes I just eat two times or one time per day. And you know what? This is what I present to me this evening. And it said, rest needed for the stomach, right? Our stomach need rest. It said the stomach must have careful attention and it must not be kept in continually operation. Give this misused and much abused organ some peace and quiet and rest. And after the stomach is done its work for one meal, do not crowd more work upon it before it has had a chance to rest and before a sufficient supply of gastric juice is provided by nature to care for more food, right? 5 hours at least should elapse between each meal, and always bear in mind that it would give in a trial. You would find that 2 meals are better than 3. So, my dear, and we find that in letter 73, 1896 CD, 173.1, right? It also stated that eat a sufficient breakfast. It is the custom and order of society to take a slight breakfast, but this is not the best way to treat the stomach. At breakfast time, the stomach is in better condition to take care of more food than by the second or third meal of the day. The habit of eating a sparing breakfast and a large dinner is wrong. Make your breakfast correspond more nearly to the heaviest meal of the day. So this is something we are learning. Let us have a healthy breakfast and a lighter dinner, right? So we just want to thank God for all these wonderful promises and also teaching us, right, about how we should treat the summer. And this is how the 8 laws of health come in. We are grateful for the 10 commandments and also the 8 laws of health, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, hear, rest, and trust in God. And if we follow these laws of health, we don't have to go to a doctor, right? And be obedient. So we just want to thank God for these wonderful promises that we all have. And it is not for us alone, this little book. It is for us to go out there as a representative to teach the world, right? And when we teach the world and do what they reject it, that's okay. But at least we carry the message out there. God is so good. Yes, sir, I'm opening the line. Lord, thank you again for all what you have done. 914-879, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Your line is open. Can you check your phone, please, if it is on mute? 914-879. But I will come back to that line. 225-337, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? 225-337, your line is open. You are hearing me?
Oh, wow.
I wonder if I phone. 225-337,
okay,
your line is open.
I can hear now. I believe my line was muted. Can you hear me now? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. You hearing? Yes. Are you hearing any background noise? Are you hearing any background noise, Sister Leola?
I'm listening. I'm trying to. I was, but seemed like it's gone away. So no, I'm not hearing any at this moment.
Okay.
First of all, have you done the commandments?
All right.
Have you done the commandments?
Your line is open.
Have you read?
Yes, I have done all that already, and we are doing praise report and testimony.
Well, praise God, praise God. I just want to thank the Lord for his safe traveling mercy. I'm just getting home. God is so good, and I just want to just praise him because I was trying to help a friend today, and he was following me. But I believe he took his eyes off the road, so it held me up a little longer because he ran straight into the pasture, and a pasture where cows and the fence. But you know what? I thought about it. I said, Lord, thank you for saving his life, because if he had gone in that ditch, he would have been really hurt. So God is so good. And also I want to thank God for all the blessings for this prayer line, my brothers and sisters. I am one happy person that I can come on Advent Light Ministry, ask for prayers, hear all about the health laws and God's spirit, how he's working in our lives. And I'm just giving him praise for what he's doing for me every day of my life. You know, as Sister Power just read, that breakfast meal is the best meal and should be the biggest meal of the day. You know, I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, when I was there in the country in Alabama, I learned that, and we always ate our breakfast, the biggest meal. But in the evening, we ate lighter meals, and we, matter of fact, we ate fruits in the evening. And by God's grace, he taught me a lot by doing that. But I wasn't 100% following it. But God's grace, I want to get back to it because it helped me to lose so much weight. And I lost the weight, was much better, and my blood work, my blood work was very good. So God is good. When we follow his plan, as Sister Powell would say, we won't find ourselves in the doctor's office. But by God's grace, you know, we got to get on the right road where God says to keep his laws. And that's why he put them in place, Sister Powell, because for us to stay healthy and to have the right mind. And that's why so many minds are failing today, in all time, Alzheimer's, and so much of the problems with the health. So I just want to thank you for reading that. And I also want to thank the prayer line brothers and sisters for joining us, because as we can't have fellowship by ourselves. We got to have our brothers and sisters. So I'm happy to be here with everyone that come on this prayer line. And all I want to say, may God bless each and every one. And Sister Power, I want to thank you for hosting. I want to thank you for opening my line. And thank you all for praying for all of us. Amen. Thank you, Sister Power. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming and joining and also sharing. And the help that you have helped your sister this morning today, that's a blessing. God wants us to love each other and to do the help. That is the work he called us to do. And from we can do it, my dear beloved, just as our dear sister was saying to us this day, the sisters from Jamaica was saying what they have done yesterday by walking distant. We lucky we can jump in a car in New York City and go to places. And oh, but these people sometimes have no cars. The road, even car, if they have cars, the car can drive on those roads. And they go into those little corners and they give, deliver food and do the help that they can do to these people. And you know what? This is what God wants us to do. So we just have to give God time and be obedient to God, you know, for all that he has given unto us that we can share with others. So thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing. And my dear beloved, I know we have a full house here. We have a full house right where I am here, and we also have a full house on the line. So I'm going to open the line for 518-650. Can you tell your name and where you are calling from? Blessing again, and thank you for joining. Your line is open. Can you check your phone?
Hello. Yeah. Good afternoon. My name is
Paulette.
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Albany in New York. Thank you for opening my line. I just want to give thanks unto the Lord for his mercy endured forever. I just want to give thanks unto the God of gods for his mercy endured forever. I just want to give thanks unto the Lord of lords for his mercy endured forever. To him alone who did great wonders, for his mercy endured forever. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Thank God for his wondrous work that he has been doing in my life. Please continue to pray for me and my family. I'm here now most days because I'm retired, so I'm, you know, trying to put myself together to give God more time. Amen. And to ask him to bless me and to continue to give me health and strength so that I can do what I need to do.
Amen. 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 Are you going to sing a song for us?
Yes. I like to sing my little song. I am going to sing my song. I'm going to sing song number one from the hymnal. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is my health and salvation. All he who here, now to his temple draw near, join in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, for all things so unjustly reigneth. Shieldeth thee under his wings, he so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how thy desire has been granted in what he ordaineth? Praise to the Lord, who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his mercy and goodness here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do if with his love he befriend thee. I just want to give God the glory, the honor, the praise for being our guide, for being our shield, for being our strength. Lord, each day is another day, God, and you have kept us. You are so good to us. Lord, I love you and I adore you. I magnify and I praise you, God, because you is my best friend. My trouble and my trial and my everything, I can come to you, God, because you know even my need. So please, Jesus, have your way in all of us life, Lord. Take this prayer line and mold us and fashion us into your likeness. Dear God, make us into what you want us to be. Lord, take us each day as holy thine. We lay all our plans at your feet, dear God. Use us in your service and abide with us. And whatever we do, let everything be done to your name, honor, and glory. You are the greatest physician. You are the greatest healer. God, heal the sick, feed the hungry, close the naked. Open shelter for the homeless, dear God. Freely you receive and freely you give. Lord, we want to be like you in mind, body, and spirit. Be with our church, family, God, all over the world. So many things are happening, God. We need you. Be with all the pastors. So many of the pastors are coming down sick, and a lot of them are dying. But, oh, God, you know everything, Jesus. You know the limit of us. And you know how long we are going to live. So help us to live each day as if it is our last day. Praising you, giving you thanks, holding on to your unchanging hand so that whatever happens, our life is in your hand. God, take control tonight, Jesus. Be with every family on this line. Every family, oh God. Every mother, every father, every child. All those who need and those who have breath. Each and every one all over the world who have breath tonight, I put them before you into your hand. So, Lord Jesus, have your way, dear God. Let your will be done. And when all is said and done, none of us will miss from your number. Oh, God, be with the speaker who's going to break the bread of life tonight. Let him not be seen, but let you be seen in him. Jesus, take over, Lord. Do your work. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray and I give you thanks for thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear sister, for singing and also for joining. And now is the time you are home. You have time to do evangelism. God is so good. He's so great. He knows what you need. And there you are on the battlefield for the Lord, my dear sister. Continue to be on the battlefield for your Lord. Yes, my dear beloved, opening the line. We have quite a full house this evening. Let us praise him and give him thanks for all the things that he has done, the blessings he has poured upon his children, our burdens, our problems, our trials, our tribulations. When we cast it at his feet, He is able because he is our burden bearer. We just want to thank God for that, right? 240-988, the line is open.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Powers, for opening up my line. I just want to give God thanks, give him praises. Last year, over a year, it's been a year now, right, where I injured my leg. And when I look and just see the miracle of God where it wasn't by choice, but I had to do some great running. I shared with you all that I really think that it was angels that were carrying me because I couldn't feel it. I went and did my, you know, I do my regular pain management, my regular therapy, and they were excited when I told them. I said I was running, and they were like, what? And they were excited for the progress that is being made, and I know it's God, right? I've come to you online. I've told you that, you know, the enemy has reared his ugly head, and at my job, you know, there's some individuals there that are not being Christ-like, right? They're not being honest. They're not, you know, they're coming up against God people. And I'm telling you, when we are patient, when we trust and we are faithful to God, when we have relinquished our control to him, our situation to him, he and understand that there's joy in all situations. We're going to count it all joy. When we are, oh my goodness, oh Lord, when we, my daughter just gave me a picture. Leave the light on, Kaji. She just gave me a picture that she found. How old were you? You were like, what, 10? Yeah, she was like 8, 10. Oh my goodness, it's been a minute. I have to go back and pause on that. So anyway, wow. So, you know, and when we ask God to help us within our storms and help us when people strive against us and, you know, they're doing all kind of wrong things against us, and we just really relinquish it to God, trust and believe God is going to have his own way. God is not going to give us more than we can manage. I want to let you all know that. So I know that I've asked you all to pray. There's been some issues, you know, just went back on the job. There's been some issues on the job with, you know, individuals that I work with and just being very dishonest. Any kind of communique or any type of conversation that we had, what my information is or what I bring to the table would not be captured. And so we had a meeting on Tuesday where the supervisor for this individual was in the building and came, had her call this emergency meeting, know that she will no longer be back in the building after the school year. And so what I want to say is that God is in the business of making sure that he takes care of his children. Amen? He is faithful to us when we're faithful to him. And he will move. Remember, there's a text that says he gives us power to move the mountains, cast the mountains in the ocean. He gives us power to walk on scorpions. So no matter what you're going through, trust that God will be faithful to you in that situation as long as you're faithful to him. He will take over. And God cannot fail. He will not fail. But we have to trust him. We have to believe him. We have to praise him even in the storm. We have to find peace and comfort and joy in our tribulation, knowing that he's working out a good thing on our behalf. Amen. So thank you so much. Continue to pray for me as I pray for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God, my dear. God promised us to fight the battle for us, you know. The battle is not ours. The battle is for God. And when God fight the battle, no man can stop it. He knows everything. So we just have to just trust him and believe in him to know that he is our battle fighter for us. And he can do all things. So thank you, my dear beloved, for sharing. All right. 854-870-988. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? My dear beloved, we have a full house here. We welcome everyone. I do know everyone have praise report to give God thanks for what God have been doing for them in their life and how they are striving, because one day soon and very soon we will see the King. If we strive and strive and strive, so we are going to strive to victory. We are going to strive that one day, as I am telling you, my dear beloved, I am here and I am just asking God to have mercy upon us as the Advent people, this little group, the remnant people all over the world, so that we will continue to work for the Lord to finish his work. Because when the work is finished and he said it is done, we won't be able to labor no more. And we will rest with him for eternity. So I just want to thank God for that. 8985, your line is open.
Amen, Sister Powell. I'm striving myself. And I agree with Sister Stephanie, because the same thing me. It's not the Lord put this house here for us new. We have the same problem, nothing but enemies. And I say, the Lord gave us this. This was a blessing. Why people are mad for a blessing? I said, well, God bless them. And God be the glory. I just don't pray for them. But this is my testimony, Lord. Lord, six years it took my doctor to find out my heart. I had an irregular heart. Day, it was a month, over a month, I had bronchitis. I couldn't stand it no more. It's coughing and hurting and stuff bothering me inside and pains there in my heart. It was on the opposite, just how good God is, opposite of my heart. So today I had to go back because it's over a month and about 2 weeks now. I had to go back. My friend, my sister, they were telling me go back to the hospital. I went back today. The doctor took all kind of x-rays. They gave me 3 breathing treatments and all. They had to give me a steroid shot. That's why I was preventing going back. Before I went back, I took 2 more weeks out to do the remnants from y'all gave me. But it kept out the fever, but I couldn't keep out the air. I couldn't get the airways open. So closed, and I couldn't get them open, so I had to go back. And they had to open some airways in order for me to breathe right, and blood pressure was sky high. I was taking it, but my machine didn't take it right. So look at God. Still no fever, no pressure. I was keeping it down some kind of way. But when I got there, it jumped up. And after they took all the tests, she said, "My, how did you make it all this time with your pressure high, off and on, and your heart rate high? How did you make it off and on?" I was saying, "It's nothing but God." That's all I was saying, thank you, Lord. Then I was praying, I was reading, let the audio read to me, and I was just like, Lord, whatever problems going on with me, Lord, I ask you to fix it. And all I was saying was song, I said, thank you, Lord. And you know, I go on, and I say, fix the Jesus, fix the Jesus. And, you know, and I just was carrying on to myself. I just was having some church to myself, quietly. Children go up quiet. And I'm like, I just didn't know what was going on. And then I said, well, it's time to go. My ribs going hurting again. Everything going hurt. It's time to go back. So I went back today. And that was all this mess. You got bronchitis. I said, still? Yes, ma'am, your airways not open at all. I'm sure, oh, my God. That's all right. Thank the Lord. He still did a good job. But I thank God for God, but we thank the Lord, and I'm on a mission. And he saving me because I'm nobody telling somebody that the Lord is good, and he rescues me. Amen. He walks and he talks with me. So I just thank the Lord. And, y'all, I have nothing but testimonies I could tell. So thank the Lord, and God bless y'all. Here go Brother John.
That's amen. Amen.
Power.
Praise
I held
God.
It up for that. So go on to the next caller. Love you all. Amen.
Amen. Oh, Brother John coming on?
Go to the next caller.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for coming on. And you know what? God is the great physician. He is the healer. He is the sympathizing Jesus. Yeah. He promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Yeah. And he wish above all things that his children prosper and be in good health. So sisters, will by their trust him as a great physician that he can do all things. Yes, my dear beloved, now we are going in prayer and we are going to open this line. Can you make your request, my dear beloved? And I love the Lord. I would like you to sing one verse before we go into prayer. So make your testimony that song that I'm going to open, two line I'm going to open, 857, just make it brief, 505, because we are actually running on time.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powerful, for my life. My name is Brother Eli. I'd like to thank God for his love and his mercy, because God is good, Sister Power. He's a merciful God. He's the Alpha and Omega, Sister Power. Sister Power, I have a prayer request today, Sister Power. My prayer request, Sister Power, is to lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Power. Don't forget to lift me up in prayer, Sister Power. And Sister Power, my other prayer request is to pray for Sister Sabrina. Lift for Sister Sabrina in prayer. Don't forget to pray, Sister Power, to lift for Brother Anthony Freeman, because Sister Maria already talked to him today. Sister Maria said to him every day, he needs to be kind to everybody, everyone, because Sister Power, the fruit of the Spirit,
amen,
say you have to be
amen
kind. And my other prayer request to Sister Powers to pray for Brother JaVale in prayer that the Lord will deliver him. Pray for Brother JaVale that God will deliver him. And Sister Power, what matter what, brothers and sisters, on this prayer line, if you feel stressed, my brothers and sisters, take it to the Lord in prayer, my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Just like Sister Stephanie says, Sister Stephanie, I will preach it to you right now, my dear sister. If you feel stressed, my dear sister, take it to the Lord in prayer. My brothers and sisters, trust in the Lord. Do not be afraid, my brothers and sisters. Brother JaVale, what you are going through, Brother JaVale, trust in the Lord, because God
yes,
is good.
Yes.
God is able. Sister Power,
yes,
we encourage you at this moment. May God bless you, Brother JaVale, on this prayer line. Sister Power, encourage Brother JaVale.
Amen.
Because he's
born,
Sister Power. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Eli. Brother JaVale, well, we know that your brother is praying for you, and he is asking you, right, to give everything to the Lord in prayer. God is good. God is great. So we go in prayer now, my dear beloved. Open this last line. I don't know if you want to bring a praise report. 518-482, your line is open, and if you can lead us in prayer with your testimony, and then the next voice you will hear, my dear beloved, is the speaker, right? All right? 518-482, your line is open.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Power, for opening my line. I heard you said you had you wanted water there in Jamaica. Man, we have so much water. We have rain. Yesterday, pouring rain all day. And today, I was to go out yesterday, but I didn't want to go out in the rain. Because when I saw the time, I said, I'll be just next. But today, again, the rain was falling, and I went out into the rain. And I enjoyed the rain. I took the bus, and I have my umbrella and everything. So we have so much rain now. God is good. God is blessing our country here right now with rain. Because I know of other places, not only Jamaica, but home too, they have been dry, dry weather. But God is good. He sends blessing on all of us. You know when to send the rain and when to keep the rain from falling. So I am thankful to God for the rain that I went out today, and I was blessed. That is my first report for today. And I thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Loving Father, we come before you this evening. You are not worthy, but Father, because of your love, because of your love for us, we are all here this evening as brothers and sisters enjoying your blessings, the blessings of life, that we can come together as a people and call upon your name. We know, Lord, that you are strong to save and mighty to deliver. And we want you to deliver us, Lord, from those things, those steady sins that confront us from day to day. We want you to make us strong. We thank you for all the people who came on this line this evening, for all our brothers and sisters, and giving their praise report. Lord, I am thankful to God for strength. Although we have death, all family again, I am still thankful because I am not sad because he knows the Lord, my cousin. He knows the Lord. And because of all of this, God is good to us. And we don't have to mourn because, oh, Father, we just want to thank you for blessing us, blessing each one that came on this line this evening. We pray, Lord, that you will send your Holy Spirit upon each one of us, that we may able to prepare ourselves for that great day when you will put in your appearance, Lord. Lord, send the rain. Send a lot of rain. Send your Holy Spirit among us, that we may be able to get rid of all the sins in our lives, that we can live a life that is pure and clean, and that we can call upon you each day to get rid of all those little petty sins we may seem, they may seem small. But Father, none of us will be able to make it into your kingdom with those little petty sins. So take everything, clean us up, Lord, and help us, all of us on this line, that none of us will be missing from that great company when you come to claim your children. We pray that you will be with Sister Powell and all the leaders of this line who are trying to keep it in line, because we know, Lord, that one of these days we would not have this opportunity to come and to praise you and to give you a praise report. So we thank you this evening for all the praise and thanks. Bless the speaker that is coming to speak to us this evening. Bless Sister Carl, Sister, all the rest that I can call at this time. Sister, anyway, I thank you. I thank you, God, for hearing our prayer and for answering them. Forgive us and accept our prayers, we pray. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Consinelli. You're hearing me? Sister Consinelli, you're hearing? Hello? Yes. Thank you, Sister Consinelli. Right? God is good. God is great. Yes, my dear beloved. So now is the time the speaker will be on.
So please, we are asking you to get your notebook, your King James Version, and also Ministry of Healing. And the next voice you will hear is the speaker, 240-482, your line. No.
Hello?
240-988, your line is open.
Amen, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, I linger just a tad bit longer. Touch and agree with the prayers that have been offered. Lord, we pray that as we continue today, Lord, you will hide me. Lord, speak through me, Heavenly Father. Remove anything from me that is not in line with you. Forgive me of anything that I've done, Lord, that is not in line with your precept, Heavenly Father, so that the message that will be coming, we know that it is one that you have orchestrated. I thank you, God, for your grace. I thank you for your mercies. And I pray that our hearts will be stirred and we will leave here today wanting to ensure that our will is in line with your will. We bless your name. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And I am reading today from the Ministry of Healing, and I'm in the chapter that says Hygiene Among the Israelites. Hygiene among the Israelites. And one of the things that we can think about when we think about the Israelites was that when they were obedient, when they did what God called them to do, they received more what? Favor. Is that correct? Could one say that? When they allow God's will to lead them and for them to be able to walk in the purpose that God has orchestrated for them, they were blessed tremendously. They had favor. Is that a correct analysis that we can draw or we gather from the book, from the Word of God, from the basic instruction before leaving earth? Same is true for us, right? When we are walking in the obedience, that doesn't mean, let me clarify, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be faced with trials and tribulation and storms. No, that's not what that means. You are going to, because in Romans, it talked about the fact that we are going to go through trials and tribulation. That is just a part of being a follower of Christ. Amen? Because he did. He went through that, right? However, because he was able to stay connected to his Heavenly Father, he was strengthened. He was given favor. So is true for us. Amen? We cannot continue to walk in our own will, and it doesn't connect with God. We cannot continue to have our own way, to do what we want to do it when we want to do it, and still reap that benefit from what God has in store for us. So I am in Hygiene Among the Israelites, and I'm under where the topic is Advantages and Regulation. Advantages and – actually, I'm going to go back a little bit, right? And I'm going to go to 80. I'm going to go diet. I'm going to start with diet first. And one of the things that I've learned in studying, Sister Paola, I know I've gone through the three staple chapter verses that we normally use on this line. So I know that she has gone through Genesis 1, 29 and 30, where we have been given the herb, for meat, right? The tree for meat, and we have gone into the third epistle of John, where it talks about, you know, what God wants in store for us, right? He wants and wish above all things that we may prosper, we may be in good health as our soul prospered. And then I know she brought us back into Revelation that talks about the 12 manner of tree and how it is for the leaf or for the healing of the nation. And one of my church mom asked a question, like, you know, we talked about the leaf. So, like, we have the soursop leaf that is really beneficial, right? We have, and those leaves can be used for tea. So it's not necessarily that you are eating or chewing on the actual leaf itself, but you're using the leaf to boil tea. You know, you're blending it. Those are some of the ways that you're able to consume the leaf of the tree, which is going to give you healing and which is going to give you resolve and have many benefits, right? So let's look at the diet that we're eating. I learned something the other day. One of my, one of my beloved brother and cousin and co-host on my other platform that I have, that I'm a part of, not that I have, but that I'm a part of, is going through, you know, some different health challenges. And so I started a research and I came across a video from Neil Nedley, and he's very instrumental, a medical doctor, but a medical missionary as well, very instrumental in the Waymar, at Heartland. And there was a video that he showed that he did, and I want you to write this word down because I didn't know it, right? And so my cousin was telling me about, the things that, he was going through. And I was like, okay, da-da-da-da-da. And so I started to research, what are some of the ailments? What are some of the causes of these things? And this came up. So as we are learning, as we learn, we're definitely here to share with you. And so get your pen and paper because I'm going to tell you what is it I want you to write down. Right? This is called tryptophan. Tryptophan. It's T as in Tom, and I want you to go ahead and research it. Don't take anything that I say. Go ahead and research it. Google as everything. It's T as in Tom, R as in rest, Y as in yes, P as in Peter, T as in teacher, O as in ocean, P as in pirate or praise, H as in happy, right? H as in happy, A as in apple, and N as in nose. So I'm going to spell the word again. It's called tryptophan, tryptophan. T-R-Y-P-T-O-P-H-A-N, right? Tryptophan, right? And this, there's some food. Many of us can be deficient in it, right? And let me tell you what the tryptophan is. Just so you know, this is Health Thursday. And I definitely want, as I said, to be able to let you know as I'm learning things to be able to share it with you. Amen. And so what is tryptophan? What is that? Right? As I said before, I did not know what it was until my cousin was going through certain things and I started to Google it to look into some information for him, right? And it says the tryptophan is an essential amino acid that plays a role in the production of serotonin, melatonin, niacin, and nicotinamide, right? It is an amino acid which is needed for normal growth in infants and for the production and maintenance of body proteins and muscles. Okay, so when you become deficient in tryptophan, right, your body can experience insomnia,
anxiety, depression, right? You could have increased pain. Your motor activity is limited. You become more aggressive. You're more irritable. Okay, you're having trouble sleeping. Right? It can cause depression. Okay? So, it can also give you nausea, heartburn, muscle spasm. Okay? It increased inflammation. These are some of the signs when you are deficient in tryptophan. And I know I can't see your hands, but raise your hand if you've heard of this word before, or if you knew. I, as I said before, I didn't know what it was. It just so happened that somebody called me and they were like, I'm going through this. And the curious person that I am, as all of us are supposed to be medical missionaries, right? That's what she called us to do, right? And if we look at Christ's example, he went to heal, he went to teach, he went to preach, right? So we are to be medical missionaries. So in hearing that, I start now looking and say, let me see what are some of the things that are out there that can cause these type of ailments. Now, some of the food, I'm going to give it to you, so make sure you have your writing utensil, your writing pad. Some of the food that are high in tryptophan, that is, you know, if you're deficient, if you're eating these type of food, you can kind of, chances are you won't be deficient. But when you go to your doctor the next time, you can ask them, you know, are you able to, I would like for you to check my tryptophan level, right? And some of the food that you can incorporate, which many of us are incorporating those food anyway, a lot of plant-based food are really high in tryptophan. You have pineapples and kiwis, tofu. I think the melons, like the cantaloupe, those are high in tryptophan. There's some other ones that I wanted to point out that I shared. Pumpkin seeds and whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, walnuts, cashew, oats, brown rice, quinoa, beans, potatoes, bananas, sesame seeds. Those are high in tryptophan, right? We have buckwheat or very high in that, okay? Just kind of throwing out some stuff for us so that we're able to know. Avocado is high in tryptophan. Carrots, cherries, pistachio, okay? Those are some foods that are very high in tryptophan, okay? All right, so that's something new. You might have heard about it. That I have not, and so I wanted to share that. Those things with you. Squash and pumpkin seeds are one as well. There's some meats that they say, but I'm giving you all the plant-based things, all right? And so I'm saying that to say when we when our diet is off, we can see how it can impact not only our gut, but also our brain. It can cause us to become sleep deprived, you know, deregulate your sleep pattern. It could prevent you from actually having a sound mind. So there's a strong connection with the tryptophan deficiency and mental health, anxiety, depression, insomnia, not being able to sleep, being irritable, being forgetful, right? Lack of concentration, brain fog. Those are some things that it causes. So I wanted to go into diet, and I've learned that when we consume foods that are not good for our temple, it blocks our ability to commune and to hear what God has in store for us. If your gut is clogged, your brain becomes clogged too as well. Amen. If we are stuffing ourselves with food that are not going to be nutritious and per even the NIH, the National Institute of Health, has also touting that in order for us to be healthy or become healthier, we need to dive into a diet that is filled with plant-based fruits and vegetables, right? It talked about, it was very heavy into that. This is what the world is saying, right? We know that our diet that is recommended when we think about these scriptures that we're reading are food that are plant-based food, right? That keeps us sharp. That keeps us alert. When we're eating and bogging ourselves down with processed food and sugary food, it allows us and helps our body to become more lethargic, more want to kind of sleep off our sleep pattern as well. You know, and so those are some of the food that we need to eat that are nutritious and can provide all the nutrients for our bodies to thrive, right? And so it says here, the distinction between clean and unclean was made in all matters of diet. I am the Lord your God, which have separated you from other. Ye shall therefore put difference between clean beasts and unclean, and between unclean fowls and clean, and ye shall not make your souls abominable by beast or by fowl or by any manner of living thing, which I have separated from you as unclean. Leviticus 20, verse 24 through 25. So God has given us this temple. Our body is the temple. And we're not to defile our body by what we're putting in, what we're consuming in our bodies. I've seen people, one of the things, you know, being when I went on a cruise and stuff, I mean, some of the food that I saw that people were eating, right? We know the regular, you know, they have the bottom feeder, like the shrimp and the lobster, but they had like octopus and, you know, all of those things. And people are, I went, which country did I go to? And they have a big thing about turtle. And they were like, you know, they had a drink called turtle drink. They had food like, you know, turtle was a staple thing. And I was like, turtle? People eat turtle? Yes, people eat turtle. And they call it delicacy. These are food animals that are unclean. People are eating octopus and shark, you know, those type of things. And so we have to be careful. Right? These are not things that we consume. However, I'm sharing those things, but how about pure sugar, pure white sugar? Are we guilty of consuming those type of things within our body? And we got to make sure that we are vigilant, we're mindful, we're alert, and we're checking those ingredients. If we cannot pronounce those words, we need to put those things down. If there are a whole lot of ingredients in it, we need to put it down and move away from it. I'm telling you, I went on this trip and some of the food were, you know, it was decent. However, I can come home and I came home and I made all of the food that they were giving me on this cruise, and it tastes way better than what they were eating. So let's go into your kitchen. Let's be creative. And let's make some plant-based food that you know are going to be healthy. I don't do a lot of tofu because, you know, it's very high with the estrogen and stuff. So I don't do a lot. I don't really like tofu. I do it, you know, my daughter likes it, so I normally cook it for her. But I'm not a tofu type of person. I like more the natural stuff, like the beans and the legumes and the spinach and the potatoes. I like those type of things, the cabbage and the bok choy. We call it pop choy in Jamaica, but they call it bok choy. Those type of things. I like to consume those more so than the things that are processed, which are not good for you anyway, right? Because those studies are showing that they are causing, those processed foods
cause high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, you know, heart disease. Those food hinder our blood from flowing the way how it is supposed to be flowing, right? So, you know, we want to think about that. All right, so it says, many articles of food eaten freely by the brethren, I'm sorry, by the heathen, about them were forbidden to the Israelites. It was no arbitrary distinction that was made. The things prohibited were unwholesome. The recommendation, we're supposed to be eating wholesome food, right? However, it says the things prohibited were unwholesome. And the fact that they were pronounced unclean taught the lesson that the use of injurious foods is defiling. What? The use of injurious foods is defiling. That which corrupts the body tends to corrupt the what? The soul. That, so it's not, it doesn't say one part. When we eat food that are inappropriate for us, that are not healthy for us, it doesn't only mess with our gut, but it also mess with our soul, our brain, our mind, our body function. It says, that which corrupts the body tends to corrupt the soul. That which corrupts the body tends to corrupt the soul. I want you to think about that for a minute. Okay? Penetrate that for a minute, right? It says, that which corrupts the body tends to corrupt the soul. So there's a direct correlation. It unfits the user. Oh, my goodness. Did we not just say this? Thank you, Heavenly Father. It unfits the user for what? Communion with God. Unfits him for high and holy service. I'm going to read it again. Thank you, Spirit of God, moving. Because I said that earlier. Now we're in the Word. It says, that which corrupts the body tends to corrupt the soul. It unfits the user, that's you and me, for communion with God. It unfits him for high and holy service. Wow. Then there's an advantage and regulation for individuals who are obedient, right? It says, in the promised land, the discipline begun in the wilderness was continued under circumstances favorable to the formation of right habits. I'll read that again. In the promised land, the discipline begun in the wilderness was continued under circumstances favorable to the formation of right habits. How many wrong habits do we have that we need to pray to God, to ask God to help us to make it right? What are we addicted to? I'm going to punch on sugar. Sugar is a drug. Sugar can alter your brain. There are people who are addicted to sugar. You watch them, they're drinking their tea, and they're pouring in and piling in packs and packs of sugar, white sugar, processed sugar. It says, the people were not crowded together in cities, but each family had its own landed possession. Ensuring to all the help given blessings of a natural, unperverted life. Concerning the cruel, licentious practices of the Canaanites who were dispossessed by Israel, the Lord said, here is the message that the Lord has to the Israelites. Is this the same message that God has for us today? It says, we shall not walk in the manner of the nation, which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things
and therefore I abhor them. That word abhor means detest, hate, despise them. That's a strong word. Verse 23, neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house. Let thou be a cursed thing like it. Deuteronomy 7, verse 26 and 20. Deuteronomy 7, verse 26. In all their fears of their life, of their daily life, the Israelites were taught the lesson set forth by the Holy Spirit. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth? Any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. 1 Corinthians 3, 6 through 17. Which temple of God are you? Which temple are you? Is your body, can your body represent, can you say that your body represents the temple of God? Or is your body another temple for another source? What are we putting in our bodies? Are we doing soda? Are we doing Kool-Aid? Are we doing water? What are we doing? Are we doing coffee? What are we doing? And I do want to share something with you all as we are on this portion and stuff. I'm just saying, I'm not talking about you. I'm just putting some things. When I was growing up, there was something that our parents used to give it to us. And I loved it. It's called Milo. If you're from the island, you know, we grew up on Milo, and I would have Milo in the morning for breakfast. I would have Milo for supper, and it kind of would similar as to what you would call like your what would be a thing, Sister Powers? Could be close to like hot chocolate, right? So it could be close to your hot chocolate that you have here in this country. We grew up on the Ovaltine too. That is also a little chocolatey blend, but I used to love it. And I used to drink mine. They used to make it for us with condensed milk. Very sweet, right? Now that I'm looking back, that wasn't good for us. That was not good for us. However, I found something, and I love it. My mother is, you know, she's still kind of not 100% sold on it, but I love it. I love carob. Have you ever tried carob? So if you were somebody that loved the chocolate and you love the hot chocolate and you know you love your coffee and stuff, try carob, which is natural, has no caffeine in it. You can do so many things with it. You could add your coconut milk to it. You know, you could add your almond milk to it. You could add your your oat milk to it. Put your cinnamon in it, and I'm telling you, it gives that great flavor, you know, in it as well. And so I like to share with people, and the carob has a lot of different benefits. If you are having problem with, you know, constipation, you can use it. What else? It has a lot of different benefits and properties that you're able to gain from using carob. It helps to bring up rid your body of mucus, and inflammation type of thing going on. So carob is great. I've used it in my brownies. I've used it to make dessert. I've used it, you know, as I said before, I call mine hot carob. I've used it for that. Very, very soothing. I've also added to it flaxseed, the brown flaxseed to give it that body as well. You can use it for smoothie. So those are some carob for. Right, C-A-R-O-B. All right, so check it out. And if you're struggling with some of the things that, you know, you like, you have a sweet tooth and you like a lot of, you know, chocolate and coffee and those type of things, check out and see what can carob do for you. Amen? And so we continue here. I'm going to go in rejoicing, Sister Powell. I think I'm going to read two more, and then I'm going to close. I am rejoicing, boys and girls.
Boys and girls, I'm rejoicing, brothers and sisters. See, I think I'm in the classroom. I am rejoicing, brothers and sisters, because when I think about what God has done for me, when I look through my healing process, a year ago, I was not able to, move and use my foot as I used to. I was very limited. But when I think about what God has done for me, when I see his healing process on my body, I am rejoicing. When I see the storms that are happening around me, when I see the enemy, has come up against me and against my family, I can rejoice knowing that God is in control of all of my battles. And that the battle is not flesh and blood, but the battle is spiritual, and I have to relinquish myself, surrender it all to God, knowing that he is going to be the one victorious on my behalf. So it says rejoicing. What is it you're rejoicing for? Even in your hard times, even in your crucible, you want to rejoice. It says a merry, rejoicing heart. Do it good like a medicine. This is one of my favorite scriptures. Proverbs 17, verse 22. Gratitude, and I've read this before, and I'm going to read it again. Gratitude, rejoicing, benevolence, trust in God's love and care. These are health's greatest safeguards. What are health's best and greatest safeguards? What are they? A merry, rejoicing heart. Do it good like a medicine. Proverbs 17, verse 22. I'm telling you, when I got that evaluation, I was like, God, I know this is not me. I know this is not even true. This is not true. This is deceitful. God, you have seen it all. You sit up high, you look down low, and you are recording these things. When we are dishonest, when we say things, unkind things, when we do unkind things towards others, God is recording them beside your name. Your angels are recording what you're saying, what you're doing, what you're depicting, who you're connected with. Amen? And so it says, these are health, great. I'm going to read what they are. A merry heart, a merry rejoicing heart, do it good like a medicine. Proverbs 17, verse 22. Gratitude, rejoicing, benevolence, trusting God's love and care. These are health's greatest safeguards. To the Israelite, they were to be the very keynote of life. Have you written these things on your heart, beloved? Are you being benevolent? Are you being trustworthy? Are you showing the love and care for others? Do you have a gratitude type of spirit? Do you have a rejoicing type of spirit? Or are you one that keeps murmuring? You see the glass half empty all the time as opposed to half full. If that's how we are and we're going through, different kind of health ailments, these are some of the things that can prevent us from healing. We're angry. We murmur. We complain a lot. These are things that can impact your health and impact you being able to communicate and hear what your Heavenly Father has in store for you. It says, the journey made three times a year to the annual feast up at Jerusalem. The weeks sojourn in booths during the Feast of Tabernacles, where opportunities for outdoor recreation and social life. These feasts were occasions of rejoicing, made sweeter and more tender by the hospitable given to the stranger, the Levite, and the poor. Rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God had given unto thee, and unto thine house, thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among you. Deuteronomy 26, verse 11. So in later years, when the law of God was read in Jerusalem to the captives to the captives returned from Babylon, and the people wept because of their transgression. The gracious words were spoken, "Mourn not. Go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portion unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." What? For you don't have to worry, right? It says, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." Nehemiah 8:9-10. "And it was published and proclaimed all their duties in all their cities." I'm sorry. "And it was published and proclaimed in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, Go forth unto the mount and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of fig trees to make booths, as it is written." So the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, everyone upon the roof of the house and in their courts and in the courts of the house of God and in the street of the water gate and in the street of the gate of Ephraim, and all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths, and there was very great gladness. Verse 15-17. Result of obeying God's law. We talked about it. Result of obeying God's law. Is God going to give you great results or victory over your battle when you are in obedience to his laws? We have to cooperate with him. Amen? It says, God gave to Israel instruction in all principles essential to physical as well as to moral health. And it was concerning these principles no less than concerning those of the moral law that he commanded them. These words which I commanded thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Deuteronomy 6:6-9. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What mean the testimony and the statute and the judgment which the Lord our God had commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, The Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. Verses 20, 21, and 24. Had the Israelites obeyed the instruction they received and profited by their advantages, they would have been the world's object lesson of health and prosperity. I'm going to read it again. Had the Israelites obeyed the instruction they received and profited by their advantages, they would have been the world's object lesson of health and prosperity. Were we called to be the world's distinction of health and the gospel?
Were we called to be the example, the remnant, to bring the everlasting gospel? It says, if as a people they had lived according to God's plan, they would have been preserved from the diseases that afflicted other nations. Above any other people, they would have possessed physical strength and vigor of intellect. They would have been the mightiest nation on the earth. God said, thou shalt be blessed above all people. Deuteronomy 7, verse 14. The Lord had avowed thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments, and to make thee high above all nations, which he had made, in praise and in name, and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God, as he had spoken. Deuteronomy 26, verse 18 through 19. Sister Powell, I'm going to end here for
yes.
You.
Can you pray for us? Thank you very much.
Certainly. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we're so thankful for this word. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that as we separate ourselves from this line, please, Heavenly Father, do not separate yourself from us. But we're begging and we're pleading that you will help us to be obedient. You will help us to follow and love all of your precepts, all of your statutes, Lord. Not only love it for ourselves, but be able to pass it down to our generation. Be able to be that peculiar people that you've called us to be. To be able to be obedient. To be able to walk in your commandment, walk in your direction, walk in what you have called us to consume and to utilize in our temple. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, where we have come short. We pray, Lord, that you will give us that taste in our mouths that is only gravitate to things that are good for our bodies so that we can have a sound mind, we can have a sound gut, we can be able to hear you when you commune with us. Lord, I pray that you will give us the spirit to rejoice always, no matter our circumstances, no matter our situation, but to rejoice and count all things joy, knowing that once we are bidding and biting and connected to you, you will be able to fight our battle. You will be able to be victorious, and you will be able to bless us accordingly. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I pray that we will be doer of the word and not just hearer, Heavenly Father. I pray that we will take this message and we will not only keep it to ourselves, but we will share it with others as well. Amen and amen. Can you hear me, Sister Powell? So I'm not sure if our call has been dropped. If you have any commentary, any feedback that you would like us to hear, you can certainly do that. I think Sister Powell's call dropped. Amen. And we hope that you will be able to join us tomorrow. You will have Sister Carla with the Vesper for the Sabbath. And on Sunday, you have Sister Leola as the host. I know they were doing last day event, Sister Leola. And then if you have time and you want to join us, we do a chat and chew interactive Bible study on Sabbath evening, Sabbath afternoon, where we're studying Christ's object lesson. I pray that you were blessed tonight. I'm trying to see here. I think I'm not hearing Sister Powell. I think her call.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. I am here.
Okay. All right, we can hear you. I prayed, and so I'm turning it over to you.
Okay. Yes, my dear beloved, thank you all for joining. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. And God wants us as a remnant people to carry out the truth, his word that he has given unto us, this message the right arm to the gospel, and he also wants us to have a merry heart, you know, and we know what a merry heart will do to each one of us, Lord, that it will avoid us from sickness and pain and ache, you know, and if we trust God, God is able. And I do know that, my dear brothers and sisters, I may have a quarry or something that they did not understand with the message today, that we have the message today, and you would like to ask Sister Stephanie a question, you can take yourself off the boat and just press 1. I will give you a little chance that you can ask a question. They are not interrupted yet. We are still on the line. It's 8 p.m. here in Jamaica, and we are still on the line, so we give you a little chance now. You can take off yourself and press 1, and if you want to ask a question, I see hands up. If you take off your hand, you know, and press 1, I will give you. And we know.
Just the power of my hand up. I opened my line because you couldn't hear me. Sister Powell?
Yes, I drop. When you open your line, I drop off, so I have to recall. I have to call back on the phone. So, Sister, 225.
Okay, my line is open now. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Yes, I was so happy. Can you give me where she was reading that from again? What page it's on? I need... Where she was reading it from.
Okay. So I would
I wanted to comment from Great Controversy, because just what she was saying, Great Controversy, it's Great Controversy 670. And this is what it says. So I'm going to read it just right quick. It says, Satan sees that this voluntary rebellion has unfitted him for heaven. He has trained his power to war against God. The purity, peace, and harmony of heaven would be to him supreme torture. His accusation against the mercy and justice of God are now silent. The reproach which he has endeavored to cast upon Jehovah rests holy upon him. And now Satan bow down and confess the justice of his senses. One more paragraph, short one. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glory thy name? For thy all nations shall come and worship before thee. That's the future. For thy judgments are made manifest. And it tell me in Great Controversy, say verse 4, it say every question of truth and error is in long-standing controversy has now been made plain. The result of rebellions and the fruit of setting aside the divine statutes has been laid open to the view of all creature intelligence. And it says the working out of Satan rule and contrast with the government of God has been presented to the whole universe, the rest. But God said, as Sister Stephanie read, that God's holy law, the precepts, those statutes and judgment, Satan has cast aside, and he wants all of us to be lost, and he desires that we don't know God's word, his holy commandments, he say, because his precepts, because he wants each one of us lost. He don't want us to keep God's precepts. He wants us to fail. And therefore, God cannot save us without keeping his precepts. And so when she read that, Sister Power, I want to ask where she read that from. I have Great Controversy, and
yes,
I want to know what book she read in.
Yes. Okay. All right, Sister Stephanie, your line is open, 240-988 for that question. Yes,
okay,
I hear you,
you
now.
I'm reading from, I was reading from the Ministry of Healing under Hygiene Among the Israelites Diet. I read that
page.
277 through 280. And I read Rejoicing, Results of Obeying Law. So 277 through 283.
That's Rejoicing, the last part
you read. 277 through 283 under Hygiene Among the Israelites. I read the topic diet, I read Rejoicing, and I read Results of Obeying God's Law.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes,
okay. So 277 through 283.
All right.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Stephanie.
From the Ministry of Healing, Sister Leona.
Thank you.
All right. So that is anyone else? My dear beloved, we are asking you to go back and read this chapter, right? Asking you all to go back and read this chapter because it's very interesting. And we know the health message is the right arm to the gospel. And this is the message is going to finish the God's work with the everlasting gospel. And as we as a remnant people have a work to do as his representative, let us be faithful, my dear beloved, to follow this health law and also carry it out to others. And we want to thank you all for joining. And tomorrow night is the Sabbath, and you know the Sabbath is going to be the test, and it's going to be the test now. And all over the YouTube, you have find, we will find that they are talking about the Sabbath. Who knows that the 7 day is the Sabbath, and there is all different controversy going on with the Sabbath. But we know that God said to us in the last days, we shall hear all these things, but we know God has gave us the Sabbath to worship in spirit and in truth. So we're asking you, please, to invite a friend tomorrow, and tomorrow night, this is the caller, will be the host, and we are asking you to come ready that we can usher in the Sabbath. Good night. Have a blessed night. And we just want to thank you all for joining. We have a full house, my dear, and actually a full house here with our brothers and sisters here in Jamaica. So God is good. He is so great. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is here. Thank God for Sister Stephanie, that she's back with us and every one of us who is here giving praise to the Lord. So I'm going to offer another little short word of prayer, and then we will close. Heavenly Father, what a blessing you have given unto your children tonight. We want to thank you for your reading, Lord Jesus. We want to thank you for this message that you have given unto us, Lord, this light, this truth, this joy within our heart that we can share your goodness and also share your health message to the world. Despite we are disobedient to your will, we are asking you, Lord, to help us that we will focus our mind upon you and be obedient into your health message, and that we can share with others. Bless each one of us on this line. Strengthen us, we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, I will just end with this little one line.